There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. This is the Business Breakfast.
Live from the Etisalat and Dubai Eye SME Seminar at the Etisalat Hub at the One JLT. Kickstart your business at the Etisalat Hello Business Hub.
Dubai Eye 103.8.
And that's where Rich is this morning, down at our big SME event that we're doing at the Etisalat Hello Business Hub. 40 Business Breakfast listeners, budding entrepreneurs, getting some great advice. And thank you, by the way, to everyone who's been in touch with us this morning, giving us some great advice as well about what you wish you had known before you set out into the world of business, whether your own business or someone else's. We're going to hear now from Rich, who is joined by one of the experts on his panel, finding out how to do new business right.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, down here at the Etisalat Hello Business Hub in JLT with one of our speakers this morning, Neil Petch, who's the founder of Virtue Zone, not only an entrepreneur in his own right, but he's helped nearly 16,000 other companies set up. Neil, good morning. Great to have you with us.
Good morning, Richard. The early bird catches the worm.
First up, best dressed. So let us know, what have you learned over your career as an entrepreneur? You're talking about five things that people don't tell you about starting a business. What can you share with us?
I guess the first thing is, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary, by the way. So 10 years ago, we started this thing, and we were the very first people offering what essentially is a quasi-government service. So if you ask me what's the biggest challenge that we faced, and the first challenge as well, it was simply, I suppose, having the cojones to make the jump. It was, we were offering this service, we were offering, selling free zone licenses from mainland Dubai, and that was the very first time that that was actually available. In today's market, organizations like the Chamber of Commerce, DED, the Mohammed bin Rashid Fund for Entrepreneurs and SMEs, make this sort of thing very, very approachable and easy for first movers, but in those days it wasn't quite so easy. So actually making the jump was the first challenge.
And I guess one of the things you've had to do is perhaps almost reinvent yourself. As you say, back then there was a real pain point, a problem setting up a business as an SME, perhaps less so now, and yet you're still helping more companies set up, you're still a thriving business. How have you had to change and adapt to the market?
It's still the same challenge, actually. I mean, if we listen to our fathers, if you listen to old me, it's still the same thing. It's trying to spot a gap and fill the gap. So in our case, when we started, we were working with government entities. Those government entities, and today we're lucky enough to be in this wonderful facility that Etisalat have put together. Both of them are, they have huge resource. They're like an oil tanker. They have massive resource. They also, that resource is an asset that they have to protect, which means that sometimes they can't move quite so nimbly. We were like the speedboat that was able to partner with them and go and have a look around and see where opportunities lay. If that was a good thing, then we could come back, report to the mothership and move forward. So from the respect of how we worked with the government 10 years ago, what we did for the very first time is finance the setting up of companies. So Richard, if you came to us and for your wonderful gig that you do, wanted to set up a business, you could pay that over the course of the year. So suddenly, overnight, that opened up a whole brand new sector for the market of people that didn't think that owning their own business was attainable.
You've helped, as we said, almost 16,000 businesses set up. Some of them succeed, of course, many of them don't. What's the common thread that you've seen among those that have really succeeded?
I think when someone, you know, we set up about 350 a month, and when people come in, it's a wonderful environment because, of course, they're making their dream turn into a reality. And you see, you know, I suppose it's really exciting. You see the ones that you know they're just going to work right from the start, and we get a feel for that.
Is it the business plan? Is it the business model? Or is it the people?
I would say that you know sometimes people come in with a brilliant idea, but unfortunately it's the wrong person to execute it. So the idea, whilst of course it's the thing that starts everything, is not the most important thing. If I had to pick one thing, I'm going to be really boring and cliched and say cash is king. Now that doesn't mean just the cash to set up your actual company license, to set up your office. It actually means being ready. So plan. Don't get tripped up. I suppose here's a one for you. Don't be tripped up by your own growth, because that's absolutely unforgivable.
finally, you're going to be talking about five things they don't tell you about setting up your own business. We haven't got time for all five, but give us one thing that nobody told you before you set up your own business and you wish you'd known.
Another obvious one, it's recruitment. So, you know, if you're in for a short-term killing, maybe it's not important, but most of us would be trying to lay our foundations and would be trying. So recruit quality, be prepared to pay for it. And that doesn't just mean salary. It means creating the environment that the best people want to come and work for you. So that means allowing them to take risks, allowing them to innovate, and of course supporting them and giving them the best conditions that enable them to want to come to work for you, and when they're working for you, feel that they're really doing something.
Neil Petch, founder of Virtue Zone, great talking to you. Appreciate you being here.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.